Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you all. Good to see you all. So I wanted to read this from Luke chapter 2. And you guys know this because you helped share it at the service last Sunday, right? With the children's service. And it reads like this. It says, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby," what? "Wrapped in swaddling cloths and what? Lying in a manger." Right. "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying," what were they saying? "Glory to God in the highest," right? "And on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." All right, so I wanted to ask you this morning, what do you call, do you know what you call a bunch of cows? A herd, very good. All right, now you got the game, okay? What do you call a bunch of geese? Well, not quite. There's another word for a flock of geese. It's called a gaggle. A gaggle of geese. Right. All right. What do you call a bunch of birds? A flock. Yes. Okay. What do you call a bunch of lions? No, not a pack. There's a pack of wolves, right? But lions, a bunch of lions is a pride. A pride of lions, okay? And I got a question for you this morning. Oh, here's a hard one. Do you know what you call a bunch of butterflies? You call them a kaleidoscope. Isn't that interesting? But my question for you this morning is, what do you call a bunch of angels? What do you call a bunch of angels? Here's a clue. Let me read it for you again, okay? "Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host." What do you call a bunch of angels? Well, a multitude means a lot, right? But did you hear the rest of it? A multitude of the heavenly host. What do you call a bunch of angels? A host. A host of angels, right? Exactly. And do you know what the word host means? In both the Greek, the Bible was in Greek and Hebrew, and it means an army, a fighting force, like a big division of soldiers up in the sky. The angels are God's army. And maybe that's part of why the shepherds were so afraid when they saw them. An army, a fighting force of God. Now, when people think about angels, do they usually think about soldiers? No, usually not. Usually we think about angels more like this. I want to show you a special angel this morning. This is kind of a silly little angel. And I've got a picture of it up there for the congregation. This is the angel that has been on the top of our Christmas tree. This is the 39th year this angel has been on our Christmas tree. Our first Christmas together when we were married, we didn't have a treetop angel. And we didn't have any money in those days. So we got together a bunch of stuff that we could find. We got together some cereal box cardboard, and we got together lace and aluminum foil and cotton balls, and we got together a paper clip wrapped in aluminum foil, and we put this little angel together, and we gave her some, these are some hose, like women's hose, you know, and you stuff it with cotton balls, and you make a little face, and there's our angel that we've had for 39 years now. Do you have an angel on the top of your Christmas tree? Don't you? A star? Okay. A lot of people put angels on the top of their Christmas trees, right? And usually the angels that we see, they're pretty, they're lacy, they're feminine, you know, they're dainty little things, right? But is that what an angel is in the Bible? An angel is a soldier, a fighter, right? A host is an army. So, if Christmas was about peace on earth, why did God send out the army to announce it to the shepherds? Why would God send an army, a fighting force, to announce peace? Maybe it's to remind us that if there's going to be peace between us and God, there first of all has to be a war that is fought. Somebody has to fight against all the things that separate us from God. Somebody has to fight against sin. And somebody has to fight against Satan. And somebody has to fight against hell. Somebody who can win that fight. I can't win that fight. Can you win that fight? I can't. You can't, right? But can God win that fight? And that's why God sent Jesus to be the baby at Bethlehem, right? To fight for us, right? And that's another way for us to think about Christmas, isn't it? That when God sent Jesus, he was going to war against our enemies to save us from our sins and from Satan and from death, to forgive us our sins so that we could be with God forever. Now, at Christmas then, God went to war for us. And now, Jesus won the victory, and he makes us clean in the forgiveness of our sins. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, you sent your only Son to make war against sin and Satan, to give us peace with you. We rejoice in the message of the angels. To us a Savior is born. Amen. What do you call a bunch of angels? A host, right? What do you call a bunch of candy canes? What? Yummy! I like that answer. I was going to try to... Oh, man, you stole the thunder there on that one. You know what you call a bunch of candy canes? You call them a bunch of candy canes. And I just happen to have a bunch of candy canes here because I want to give one to you this morning and say Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. God bless you. Hope you celebrate the Lord's birth. Take one. Take a couple for me, okay? Take a couple of them.